This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran for Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast. One of the tankers was set on fire and sent up smoke thick and black enough to be seen by satellite in space. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, the secretary noted that Iran was behind other recent similar attacks on shipping and that no proxy group in the region has the resources and ability to attack a tanker with such a high degree of sophistication.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be a deeply unwise escalation of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it's categorically rejecting the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. President Trump facing criticism from both sides after saying that he's open to accepting political dirt from a foreign power. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, one of President Trump's staunchest defenders, is leaving at the end of the month. AP's Ed Donahue.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Democratic National Committee is holding its first presidential primary debates at the end of the month, and 20 candidates have made the cut. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's such a large field of would-be presidential contenders that the debates have to be split into two nights, and candidates had to have polled at least 1% in three established surveys. So the big names in the party are in, but four candidates are shut out, including Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, and the mayor of Miramar, Florida, Wayne Messam. The debates will air June 26th and 27th. Candidates will draw for which 10 appear on the first night and which on the second. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Nine people have been killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide blast at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials and said security personnel, civilians, are among the victims of the attack Thursday in Jalalabad. The local branch of Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. An Australian man pleaded not guilty Friday to 92 charges stemming from a massacre in two mosques in New Zealand city of Christchurch 3 months ago and will stand trial in May next year. Britain Ed Tarrant, who's 29, a suspected white supremacist, appeared by video link from a maximum security facility in Auckland while his lawyer entered not guilty pleas on his behalf. The accusations against him include one terrorism charge. He's accused of attacking Muslims attending Friday prayers in Christchurch in New Zealand's South Island on March 15th, killing 51 people in the country's worst peacetime mass shooting. The attacker broadcast the shooting live on Facebook. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.